KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, high school boys basketball action continues now tonight with 3A and 1A boys district finals. These are games that were postponed from last night. Among the games, Atlantic facing off against Creston tonight in a Class 3A district final. That game's been moved over to Glenwood tonight. It's a 7 o'clock start time. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN this evening. Atlantic coach Steve Blazek talked about Creston. You know, we beat them twice during the regular season, once by 7 and once by 9 points, both home and away. And Coach Blazek says the Trojans pretty much know what they're going to get.
They're probably not going to change a whole lot. You know, we've got several game tapes on them, and, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, we're going to have to make shots, and we're going to have to guard a whole lot more solid.
A senior forward, Dalton Franken, pretty much echoed a coach's comments.
We both pretty much know exactly what we're going to get from each other, and it's going to come down to who wants it more and who can come out and execute.
Game time 7 o'clock tonight. Again, that game at Glenwood this evening, Atlantic versus Creston. We'll have it for you live. We'll be on the air at about 6:45 tonight with our pregame. 7 o'clock, again, is tip time tonight. You can hear that game on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We stream live at KJAN.com, and you can also listen on your cell phones as well. If you have a smartphone, whether it's Android or iPhone, just go to your store, search for KJAN, and download the free KJAN app so you can take us anywhere. Also in Class 3A tonight, Carroll will face off against Harlan in a district final. That game's 7 o'clock tip time at Denison this evening. Also, the Class 1A games from last night were all postponed to tonight here in the area. Underwood will play Riverside tonight. That game is in Trainer at 7 o'clock tonight. Also at Red Oak tonight at 7 o'clock, Villisca will face Sydney. Ankeny Christian Academy plays Guthrie Center tonight. That game in Van Meter. That's a 7 o'clock start time. Also, Murray will play Mount Air this evening. That game also at 7 o'clock, and that'll be played at I-35 High School in Truro this evening. Those winners will all move on to the sub-state finals. Well, men's college hoops last night, Seth Curry scored 19 of his 22 points in the first half as number 6 Duke opened a 20-point lead and sent Virginia Tech to its ninth consecutive loss, 88-56. Rashid Suleiman added 17 points and Mason Plumlee had 13 points and 12 rebounds for the Blue Devils. As Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski moved into sole possession of third place on the career list for victories at one school with 877. He was tied with Adolph Rupp of Kentucky. Coach K is now two behind North Carolina's Dean Smith. Syracuse Jim Boeheim leads with 910 victories. In the only other AP Top 25 game, Justin Cobb's jumper with 0.7 of a second to play gave California a 48-46 victory over number 23, Oregon. Just two games in the NBA last night. It was San Antonio over the LA Clippers, 116-90. Miami beat Chicago, 86-67. In the National Hockey League last night, Toronto beat Buffalo, 3-1. Florida over Philadelphia, 5-2. New Jersey edging Washington, 3-2. Winnipeg top Carolina, 4-3. It was Boston doubling up Tampa Bay, 4-2. Columbus beat Detroit, 3-2. The New York Islanders in overtime, 4-3 over Montreal. Ottawa skated past the New York Rangers, 3-2. Vancouver downing Dallas, 4-3, Minnesota, a 3-1 winner over Edmonton. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Kevin Harvick has positioned himself to be the favorite to win the Daytona 500. Harvick won the first Daytona 500 qualifying race to make it 2-for-2 at Daytona International Speedway, where he also won an exhibition race last weekend. It positions Harvick, the 2007 Daytona 500 winner, as a top contender in Sunday's Great American Race. Harvick won the season-opening Daytona 500 in 2007. Kyle Busch won the second race, securing a spot alongside Harvick in the second row for Sunday's race. Busch held off Casey Kane to take the checkered flag. In golf, after Wednesday's snow day, first-round play resumed in the PGA's Match Play Championship, and it was a short week for Tiger Woods as Charles Howell III beat Woods, one of the four top seeds in the 64-man field, 2-1 in the first round. Woods had company in leaving early. Another number one seed, Rory McIlroy, also fell in the first round to unheralded Shane Lowry 1-up. It was the first time since 2002 when the top two seeds were eliminated after one day, even though this round took 2 days because of snow. Another top seed, Luke Donald, barely survived. He made a birdie putt on the 18th hole to edge Marcel Siem 1-up. The final number one seed, Louis Oosthuizen, beat Scotland's Richie Ramsey 2-up. Action was halted Wednesday when a freak winter storm dropped 2 inches of snow on the course in Arizona. In football news, the New York Jets want to make one thing perfectly clear. They want Darrelle Revis to stay with them. New general manager John Isdick spent the first 8 minutes of his news conference at the NFL Scouting Combine addressing Revis questions. He says nothing has changed and the Jets still want him. The comments come almost a month after Isdick said he called Revis to end rumors that he might be traded. Revis missed most of last season with a knee injury and is still considered one of the league's top cover cornerbacks. John Fox has some bad news for the other 31 NFL teams. Peyton Manning could be even better in 2013. The Denver coach said Thursday at the league's annual scouting combine that with another offseason to heal and to fine-tune his comfort with Denver's offense, the four-time MVP and reigning comeback player of the year could have a more impressive second season in the Mile High City. Fox says a year ago the Broncos were doing homework on Manning. They saw a dramatic improvement in Manning's workouts last offseason at Duke, and then with the quarterback's passing in the second half of the 2012 season, Manning led Denver to the AFC's best record at 13-3. In baseball news, the Cincinnati Reds have blocked ace Johnny Cueto from pitching for the Dominican Republic in next month's World Baseball Classic. Cueto strained his right oblique 8 pitches into last October's division series against San Francisco. Because he finished the year with an injury, the Reds had the right to block him from playing in the WBC. Cueto was 19-9 with a .278 earned run average in 33 starts in the regular season last year. Miguel Tejada acknowledges that his best playing days are behind him, but the former American League MVP is still hoping to extend his career with the Kansas City Royals. Tejada is in camp with a minor league contract, trying to make the team and also tutoring some of the Royals' young players. A 6-time All-Star who did not play in the majors last season, Tejada turns 39 in May. He's the oldest and most experienced Royal in spring training. Still, he hit .284 in the Dominican Winter League and .300 in the Caribbean Series playoffs. And the start of the Big 12 Track and Field Championships has been postponed by a winter storm. The meet was scheduled to start today on the campus of Iowa State, but some teams and officials were not going to be able to arrive in Ames on time. The competition will follow the original schedule, but it will now be held on Saturday and Sunday instead. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.